As in earlier sections, some of these essays are freestanding, but the one on mediation strategies and techniques links to a series of more detailed essays. You need not read all of those, just the ones that are of interest. Theories of change. Theories of change are theories that explain how particular interventions, such as dialogues or problem-solving workshops, influence people and change their behavior enough to change the character of the entire conflict in which they are involved. All interventions should have a theory of change, and should assess its validity by outcome evaluations as much as possible. Intervention processes. Most intractable conflicts require outside intervention in order to be constructively transformed or resolved. This essay introduces the many forms of intervention and discusses their strengths and weaknesses. Meta-conflict resolution. Many conflict resolvers emphasize mediation, dialogue, or problem-solving workshops as solutions to conflict. But intractable conflicts usually need a much more comprehensive approach. This article describes such an approach and articulates the various roles that must be carried out to successfully transform these conflicts. Preventing interpersonal violence. This essay examines what can be done to prevent violence at the interpersonal and small group level, as opposed to the international level. The prevention of family violence, gang violence, and violence in the schools are examples of topics considered in this essay. Preventive diplomacy and international violence prevention. Violence prevention has evolved from being focused almost exclusively on short-term interventions. It now refers to long-term initiatives that target the root causes of conflict. Mediation. Mediation is a conflict resolution process in which a third party assists the disputants to communicate better, analyze their conflicts and their options, and to develop a mutually satisfactory solution. Mediation strategies and techniques. These essays outline the basic steps needed to conduct a successful mediation. Consensus building. Consensus building is used to settle conflicts that involve multiple parties and complicated issues. The approach seeks to transform adversarial confrontations into a cooperative search for information and solutions that meet all parties' interests and needs. Unitate assignment. Consider one of the intractable conflicts listed in the Unit I assignment or another conflict of similar scope. Are there, or have there been, any efforts made at mediation, consensus building, or violence prevention? If so, what was, or is being, done? What was, is the result? If not, what kinds of intervention might be helpful? Suggested length, 3-4 pages, back to Unit Listing Unit 9. Third-party intermediary strategies, Part 2. This section focuses on peace processes that are commonly used in international and broad-scale ethnic, religious, and nationalistic conflicts. After reviewing the nature and meaning of peacemaking, peacekeeping, and peacebuilding, the unit goes on to discuss where these processes are carried out and the challenges of making them work on a large enough scale to have a significant effect. Even more than in other units, the primary essays on peacebuilding and peacemaking are actually introductions to large segments of materials. Read the introductory essay, and pick and choose among the subsidiary essays as your interests suggest. The essays on democracy, transitional justice, a unit, actually, and dispute systems design are optional, depending on whether or not they relate to a conflict you are interested in. Peace processes. This introductory essay explains the term peace process and its components, peacemaking, building, keeping, and violence prevention, among many others. Peacemaking. Peacemaking is the term often used to refer to negotiating the resolution of a conflict between people, groups, or nations. It goes beyond peacekeeping to actually deal with the issues involved in the dispute, but falls short of peacebuilding, which aims toward reconciliation and normalization of relations between ordinary people, not just the formal resolution that is written on paper. Peacekeeping. Peacekeeping is the prevention or ending of violence within or between nation states through the intervention of an outside third party that keeps the warring parties apart.